Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we'll learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. Hello, my beautiful angels. I'm coming in here because I have so many important things to share with you. If you're joining live, let me know. Let me say hi to me. I would absolutely love to connect with you. I'm going to open up here actually also on my Facebook group on my phone, because hopefully there I can see more of your comments. So many of you are participating still now in the 5-day activation, the Courage to Lead the Dragon Way that I facilitated last year. It's been such an extraordinary vortex and it is still going. And I want to share with you about it because a few people have reached out to me saying, oh, I'm so sad that I missed out on this. You did not miss out on this. You might have missed out on catching up the lives, but all the replays are present here inside this Facebook group. Just go to the guide section. You will find all the videos there. Catch up on all the replays. They will be up for another 3 weeks. And after that, we will remove them. If you join one of the offers that are currently activated inside the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry, may they be the Portal, the Dragon Pod, about the third eye technology of dragons, or the Otaki Retreat, you will receive the replays for life, but otherwise they will be removed, okay? So you did not miss out, everything is still here, and I highly encourage you to watch them. And I want to share more about the codes of leadership today, because as I facilitate, I channel, and as I channel, it opens up, it gets more refined. And therefore, upgrades happen through my channel for the codex that I deliver, but also I receive identity upgrades, mission upgrades, and timeline shift. So many of you here are spiritual people. You want to activate more of your intuition, more of your channel, more of your soul mission, more of your leadership. You want to make a difference in this world. You want to be noticed, you want to be heard, you want to be seen. And this transmission is gonna be for you. If you are desiring to really rise into your leadership and understand more about the identity shifts that are happening behind the scenes and how mission templating get adjusted accordingly. I love seeing so many of you participate. Also remember that you still have until Thursday, 12 p.m. New Zealand time to comment on the videos, to share, because as you participate on all of them, as you share something, a feedback, an experience, simply think, thank you so much, I love this transmission. As you do that 5 times, you will receive the bonus that is happening on Friday. This bonus will not be shared inside the Facebook group. It's just going to be for the ones who are really showing up, the ones that are leading themselves by receiving the teachings that we share. That bonus is all about multidimensional leadership. And I'm going to show you and teach you how you can connect with different aspects of your multidimensionality that are leading the way. So there will be galactic connections, there will be ancient civilizations collection. It's going to be absolutely amazing and really, really life-changing. Because the way I work is that I am not just channeling. I am activating people. I am working with profound energetic recalibrations. We work by opening up a field, a quantum field of profound recalibration where you get the chance to activate your crystalline divine genome to open up dormant memories about you and the many lifetimes that you have in other configuration, may they be on planet Earth, in future or parallel selves, may they be in past lives, especially in key ancient civilizations or in other star systems. We help you activate that for yourself as a sovereign being. We work with the Arcturians, with my High Council of Light that, includes so many galactic beings of the light and advanced masters of the light, and they co-create with your spirit guides to help you activate more of yourself and more of your soul mission. So this is not just receiving messages. It is not just receiving teaching. There is this additional component that sets the work apart completely when you work with me. This is why people experience such tremendous identity shift and timeline shift when they work with me. And it does not really matter if you receive some free offerings or if you are signed up as one of my private, a very special student that receive many one-on-ones, especially crafted for you, or if you're inside the portal. Of course, the closer the proximity you have with me, the more embodied these changes are going to be, the faster you're going to be able to integrate the frequency that we work with, and the more refined all of that was. There is a certain spectrum of receiving depending on the closeness that you have with me, of course. But as you receive this for free, this transmission, and all the ones that have shared previously, inside the Courage to Lead the Dragon Way, every single day is crafted with precision, with artistry to activate you, to help you activate yourself, your leadership, and soul, your soul mission. So give yourself the greatest gift of all. Receive. Receive and receive. So many people are here to rise into their leadership, and they really wonder how they can receive more support from the universe. I need more money from this, I need more time from that. And yet, the same people, when they get the opportunity to receive a 5D activation as that's just facilitated, the same people are going to, find an excuse of, I don't really have the time for it, I'm too late for that. People who see that they are too late, when actually that is not the case, they create that not only by not receiving the teachings I've shared last week, but also in life. Oh, it's too late for me for that. I'm not ready for that. Or I never get there. They use time, they use excuses not to really open themselves up to receive, not to give, to go fully in. And the difference that I see in terms of activation of soul mission templating, the activation that I see between the people who really get shit done and become more successful, become more activated in their soul mission templating, is because people go deep. They take the time, they take the energy. They know that there is a thousand reasons that are going to come in the way, but that that's just they're not going to pay attention to that. They're going to shift energetically their grids. They're going to use that money that they set up aside to invest in themselves and their mission business. They're going to use time the same way. So I never create my identity, and I never create an identity as a whole, because I feel like once we try to crystallize a certain identity, it prevents us from evolving into the next iteration that we are here to embody. Yesterday, something really profound happened to me, and I want to share that with you. I realized that it's only been a year ago, that for the first time, I started being pain-free. Living pain-free after living for 4 years with severe chronic pain. And the pain was so severe for 4 years that I could barely walk. I did not share that with many people. a lot of you have been in my field for quite some time, but if you were not in close proximity with me, I wouldn't really share that much. Why is that? It's not because I was hiding. No, it's because I knew very well that my identity, my human, was not based on the chronic pain. I was already in the training. That was my training ground as a spiritual athlete to embody the angel of my human. My human was experiencing chronic pain, but that was not my identity. I was not Sandrine who lives with chronic pain. Therefore, it didn't become a brand on my social media. I did not cultivate connection with other people who suffered from chronic pain. That was never me. My human was experiencing horrendous pain that was leaving me crippled for days and days onwards, unable to walk, unable to function at times. But that was never my identity. That was what life was giving my human, so I could refine everything that I am here to be. I never created an identity around that. I worked on healing my human body. I worked on healing my human's emotions around that, the way I was placing my consciousness around my chronic pain. Very few people knew. The closest people to me, my daughters, knew very well. They were the ones who saw me cry on the street because I had to stop every 5 minutes on their way to the bus stop when they were going to school. And I was there with my dog and I would just stop. I feel like there is an axe that's kind of going like this around my pelvis. I feel like my pelvis is going to explode. The pain is just like beyond 10 right now. And as I speak into this, I can feel the emotion still there. For so long, I had forgot, I did not know what it was like to be pain-free. I remember on one of these walks, as I sat down and I was just like repressing tears because I did not really feel like crying in public, and I was repressing tears and I was like, God, I do not remember what it's like to be pain-free, but I know that one day I won't remember what it's like to be with chronic pain. And this is me today. I cannot, I'm like, oh my God, like, yes. I lived with chronic pain for 4 years in my body, and I did not know what it was like to be someone who lived pain-free any longer. Yet, now, my human has metabolized that so evidently and profoundly that my human does not remember what it's like to live with chronic pain. And I was at the gym yesterday. I felt deeply emotional for that. What were those emotions? I was so fucking proud of my human. I was proud of myself because I made it. But all of that was self-leadership. It was happening behind the scenes. Now, did you see me moan and complain and identify with that online? No, that is not my mission templating. That is not how I was called to lead the way. The same way, I've never identified as an Arcturian star seed or as a galactic. I've never identified as a dragon. I've never identified as an old soul. It goes so far that in my entire life, I've never identified as a woman. I've never identified as a gender. As when I was a child, I was a tomboy. Tomboy, what a weird way. In French, it's even worse. It's like a garçon manqué. It means like a fail boy. When you are a girl who likes to just, be rough and dress like. I always wanted to be a boy physically. I thought it would be so much better, so much more practical. I just could just go and wee there on the side of the road like boys do. And I was a bit confused with my body. I was a bit confused with gender. But in that reality, my mom never really pushed me to be a girly girl, but I never identified as a girl. And for many years, I did a lot of divine feminine embodiment to reconnect to my femininity. And I tried to force my human to be more feminine. Does not work. What does it even mean to be feminine? What does it even mean to be, we understand a certain construct, but my identity has never been crystallized around something. And that's what has allowed me to shift so fast in my leadership, in the embodiment of my multidimensionality, in the way that I lead my soul mission templating, which is very unique. Am I trans challenge Arcturians? I have Arcturian, very strong Arcturian frequency, but I also have Sirian frequency. I have also a praying mantis frequency. I have also a Lyran frequency. I have also a lot of old civilization codes present with me. I've been on planet Earth from the birth of Earth, and I will be here until the end. None of that defined me. When I first started journeying in my past lives, when I was a child, when I was just nine, about 9 years old, 8, 9 years old, this is when I started having vivid past life recollection as mystics, as witches, as nuns. I never identified with that. I never called myself a modern witch, a modern, anything at all. I'm so much more than that, and so are you. So I'm sharing this with you today because I have had some people, so many people are present in here now in this Facebook group. So many people are new to these teachings, are new to my offerings, are new to me and my world. So welcome and thank you so much for being here. And so many people, they've received from me many years ago. They've been really present, kind of on and off, as we do. Thank you so much for still being here, for coming back. And all of you have noticed the difference. It's very obvious, not just in my appearance, but also in the teachings that I share. So when people think that they know me, because they receive a transcending session 4 or 5 years ago, or an online course 4 or 5 years ago, I want to say, you don't know. You have no idea about my teachings. My teachings are so refined. They are very different from anything that I used to teach. It is much deeper, much more precise, much more high frequency, much more well interconnected. There is an ecosystem in my teachings. This is why I use spiritual teacher, because right now, that's what described the most, what this human is about in terms of her mission. But with all due respect, you have no idea if you haven't really received recent teachings, recent programs, and in the courage to lead the dragon way, you have gotten to know me and my teachings a little bit better, but you did not receive one that I just facilitated. Many of you, like over 20 people, had signed up for that. It was just like out of nowhere, again, like no landing page, just an in-the-moment offer that was so alive in the field. One has shifted my entire ecosystem, the way that I facilitate, the way that I teach around fragmentation. You don't understand what fragmentation is truly if you did not receive one. People don't really understand what one is because it's not because I share a post about it or I share a live here that the depth of the teaching are truly felt. I've had two people in the last week messaging me privately saying that they were receiving one for the second time and that it felt so different from the first time that they had received it because they could not believe the depth of those teachings. So I'm sharing this with you because that's leadership. Leadership is because you choose to watch the courage to lead the dragon way. You choose to receive my offerings, to sign up for a retreat, to sign up for the portal, for a dragon pod, for private mentoring, because you see me consistently showing up. When I was living in chronic pain, I would show up to the best of my ability. I would not talk about my chronic pain. What did I talk about? The teachings, the mission templating that was flowing through me as a channel, as a multidimensional channel, as a trans channel, as a consciousness connecting to her true potential as an extraordinary being of the light, the same as you. What I truly believe in is that all of us have the same potential. We are all the sons and the daughters of the Most High. We all have the God codes, the Sophia codes, the infinity codes of multidimensionality embedded in us. We are all multidimensional. All of you here, I can tell you that it is not your first round on Earth. Many of you have had so many lives in ancient civilizations, in past lives, in so many extraordinary configuration. So many of you have so many galactic codes. It's wild. You also have dragon codes, some have mermaid codes, unicorn codes, fairy codes, fairy realms, elven realms, inner earth realms, going back big time into being activated inside our blueprint. So you have the same potential as me. But I have the same potential as you as well. Only do you activate that potential? Do you make it your priority to day after day, no matter what happens, to tap into that potential and move from that rather than fragmentation with a horizontal axis, rather than your pain, your trauma, your outdated identities? If I had crystallized around someone who lives with chronic pain identity, I would have dropped the ball entirely because it was my purgatory in a way. It was my fucking training ground, and I can tell you that it affected me deeply. Of course it did. I did not bypass the emotion of the human. I was feeling so lost. My human was so lost at that time. My human was, of course, sad, but also angry. My human was confused. My human was like, is it really going to end? Because it's something to live with chronic pain for 1 year and then 2 years. But when it starts reaching the 3rd year, and then when you're in the 4 year, then like you start thinking that really, like, after a few years, that's gonna be your fucking the rest of your life. Thank God I did not identify with that, because I would still be there. I would not show up the way I do now. I would not be this version of me. I led myself following my teachings, following higher guidance of my multidimensional soul that was saying, you fucking got this. You're gonna show up online, you're gonna do your hair and makeup, and you're gonna channel like you've never channeled before. You're gonna show up for your people, you're gonna create that offer. I started traveling 3 years ago. When I started traveling, I was in chronic pain. I remember going to Bali and I was like, I'm just gonna go to a yoga class. Oh my God, I want to go to a yoga class. I went to yoga class and I took it very easily. When I went back to my tiny room, because I did not have the resources I have now, just tiny room in Ubud. When I came back, I cried. I cried and I cried and I cried because I had destroyed my body with one yoga class. And yoga has been the foundation of my life for 4 years. I could not practice yoga without suffering from extraordinary pain afterwards. My body would not handle it. I had tried to be completely still. I still like lying down for an entire year. I would sit up for transmission. I would walk my dog around the neighborhood. I would walk my dog for longer walks. It would take me 2 hours to do a 30-minute walk because I just needed to get some fresh air. So I tried for an entire year not to exercise to give my body a chance to heal. Wrong decision. I became like a worm, a marshmallow. I had no more muscle mass. As a yoga teacher, I used to be so toned. I could do all of these badass things, you know? I was pretty advanced as yoga teacher. I could do like, I never could do like a proper handstand, but everything else, like arm balances, flip and so on, like I was in. And I had become a shadow of myself. I could not recognize myself, but I never allowed myself to be an identity around chronic pain. Otherwise, my mission would have collapsed. So when I look at what's going on in my life now, is my life easier? Well, I don't have any more chronic pain. My life is not easier. The challenges are different. I hold myself very differently. I can handle huge amount of pressure that I would not have been able to handle only a year ago. But this human now is wonderful, but she's still a pale version of the human that I am becoming. Because right now, you know what? I still feel like it's just the beginning for me and my mission. My spiritual ministry is going to soon celebrate its fourth birthday. This is huge. But it's a baby. I still feel like a child in a way. And it's a good thing. But I have so much more to learn, so much more potential to activate. Why would I think that I made it? Something clicked very significantly in the last end of last year, my 44th birthday, my 44th year, leading to my 45th birthday in January when I celebrated my crown union. Something clicked into place. And so this is also a new beginning. The frequency shift of my soul mission templating. What I'm operating from has completely been restructured upside down. And for a lot of you, it's going to feel the same way. We are required to show up now in ways that we were not required before, that we could not comprehend before. Before, it was easy for many people out there to still find a whole bunch of excuses that are very good excuses, and that 99.9% of the population on planet Earth are also going to chew on. But I am not that. I was never that. I never felt that my identity was an identity similar to the way people construct their identities out there. I never fitted in to start with. I was in constant communication with non-physical realities, beautiful ones and very dark ones. My Arcturian family would visit me at night, night after night, when I was a child before moving to the city. And just before moving to the city, they told me, "We're gonna not gonna make contact for decades with you, but you are ready. You go off." And it was really intense because I knew that I would feel a profound rupture for not being able to connect. You know, in spaceship with my family at nighttime, it's like feeling so alone. And it happened. Everything that I have trained for is happening now. But my human is continuously under training. That's a spiritual athlete vibe that I carry now. So if people have received one channeling session or one online courses even a year ago or 2 years ago, I am not the same. My teachings are very different now. It is way more refined. Something is still the same, though. From the moment that I started teaching, maybe yoga, or doing quantum healing sessions, or teaching more of from my soul mission templating online, my desire has always been to elevate people. I want people to feel better after they have an interaction with me. Because I know what it feels like to be someone so disconnected from her true light, from her true heart, that the opposite happens. I was not always like this. Many, many decades ago, I was someone that was so wounded, so traumatized that I was living from a frequency of deep suffering that I did not understand how to metabolize. And therefore, I was often interacting in a way with other people that would cause suffering as well. And it means that it's criticizing, it's gossiping, it's when someone is kind to you, just like, yeah, you don't see the kindness. You see, what does she want from me? She's trying to manipulate to sell me something. My ex-husband, my children, my family members, they are at the forefront of this suffering repercussion. And my human feels sad when I think of how this human was many decades ago, because I know what it feels like to not lead the way, to devolve and take people down with you because we don't know how to sort our shit out, to start with how to lead ourselves first. Because when we don't lead consciously ourselves, we are led by our trauma, we are led by our suffering, we are led by the crystallization of identity around lower version of ourselves that keeps saying, you cannot do this. Who do you think you are for that? You are not ready, you're not worthy, you cannot have it all. Look at these people, they're gonna target you, they criticize you. If you, you know, if you increase your light, if you start showing up, the dark forces are going to attack you. So people don't lead themselves. They allow fragmentation. They allow suffering. They allow their pain to guide them. They hold them with their two hands and make it their identity. But that's never what people are. That's a tiny dot in the immensity of the true light that you are. You are powerful beyond measure. You are the son and the daughters of the Most High, for freaking sake. You are the unique fractal of God consciousness. There is no two people like you in the entire multiverse. You have many past lives of you. You may have future yous. You may have parallel yous. You have many galactic yous. Yes. But there is no one like you listening to this now, wearing what you wear, who had the breakfast before, who has a certain dream, certain challenges that you are working on overcoming by leading yourself consciously. You are absolutely unique. So we need to cut the bullshit. We need to stop holding identities that are preventing us from becoming who we are here to become. Because what is the true pressure that people feel? Oh, typical. I want to sign up for this. I want to travel over there. I want to say to that person, I love you. I want, yeah. But oh my God, it's like so much anxiety going on. It is not anxiety. It's your power rising. It is your soul saying, fuck yeah, let's go for it. But we are so conditioned into thinking that we cannot. We have to protect ourselves. We have to save our money. We have to stay safe there in the cave of whatever location we are because the world is dangerous. That we crystallize around outdated identities that makes us like suffocating. That's why people feel like this. I never feel like that because I have learned to identify that signal a very long time ago and move from that. That's moving as a dragon. That's what we're going to step into inside the portal, what you're invited to join. When you move as a dragon, do you think you can hold on to old identities of like, it's like a freaking boulder. It's a chain. And then people ask, Sandrine, can you tune into my field to see if there is an entity attached to me, to see if it's like a past life trauma, to see if it's like all of that? The vast majority of the time, what's happening is that the human does not know how to really connect with the true power residing within and move from that. Because guess what? This tiny pin drop of crystallization of density, trauma, wounding, past life shit, ancestral shit, all of that gets alchemized instantly as you freaking move as a dragon. As you stop holding these shitty things and saying, that's what leading the way. I put it in front of my eyes. This is how I see the world. The world is dangerous. People are afraid. Like, oh my God, this is, oh, like, I need to save food. I need to save fuel. I need to save money. No. No, we don't. I'm sorry, but we don't. We need to move. We need to move. We need to move energetically, physically, mentally, with our identities. We were born for this. We were not born to go into hiding so all other people could sort it out magically, aliens save us, and then we come out of our hiding. It's like, oh, now I can be a millionaire babe traveling the world in Bali, manifesting like this, and all of these people want me. People don't want people who don't show up. People want people who show up and lead the way no matter what. The people who have seen me showing up and showing up and who see me show up now again and again and again are the people who want to stay in this field. Because my human is not a better human than you. My soul is not better than your soul, but I activate my potential like a motherfucker. I do. Because I do not hold on to any crystallization of identity that my human wants to identify. It's like, I'm a freaking single mom. I have no support network. And when I say that, it's none. And then I have people out there who say, oh, you know, I'm in a similar boat. And I'm like, babe, your parents are still alive. So to me, that we are not in the same boat. I have no safety net as such. And that's fine. I create that reality. It is not that I want to be a super independent. You know, it's like when I read online as well, it's like you have these people, it's like, oh, be in your divine feminine and receive and so on. It's like you create your reality. You don't allow the masculine to hold you. As like, shut the fuck up. I've had enough of that. I've had enough of that because it makes me feel like something wrong with me. Absolutely not. What life is giving me, I rise to the occasion to use it as my platform to lead the way, to embody my mission, to show up as the soul that I'm here to become, that I'm becoming. Being a single mom, having no support system, nothing, no one to fall back on, she's like, that is not a curse. It's not happening to me. I don't create that bad reality. It's a fucking fuel of my inspiration. So I would love to invite you to really consider the identities that you really hold on to and that are really not serving you. To really consider, where do I not tap into my potential? How do I not tap into my potential? Why do I not tap into my potential? Because you know what? If I can do it, you can do it too. Yes, I was born with a lot of gifts already activated. Was it easy? Was it good? No, it sucked big time. I closed it off. I used all my energy, all my connection to close everything off. It was highly traumatizing in many ways, many levels. But those abilities I have reopened, I have refined, and I keep on refining. And I'm amazing at what I do. Because it's not that I just channel or trans channel, which is fucking next level, of course. I'm so grateful, but it's the energy moving through me. It's the way I activate people. This is the way I see potential in you. And I call you to move like that. I see people's potential, people's multidimensionality, people's true power. So when you receive from me, when you work for me, of course you're going to be freaking activated. Of course you're going to feel it physically. Of course you're going to need to have a walk and ponder upon that, contemplate that, and weave that with the truth of your divinity. Receive golden nuggets that are going to activate you. For such a long time, I was flirting with a crystallization of identity that I was too much, that my power was too big, that my mission was too big. Have you ever felt like this? I work a lot with people that feel like that, because I love when people open up to me. You know, I have become that chick who cries online for, you know, when she says something that, you know, moves her. I used to hate this kind of people. I was like, oh, again, she cried. So I got waterproof mascara, but it doesn't always work. But if I can do it, you can do it too. Truly. Absolutely. All of us, we were given a certain set of gifts. And we are here to really activate that more, yes. And we are here to inspire each other, because I might be excellent in terms of psychic abilities, in terms of channeling abilities, in terms of activating you in your light, in your multidimensionality, in the way that I craft unique quantum journeys. It's so precise. Every single element that I weave into quantum journeys is highly curated for a specific purpose. Because I've done that for over a decade now, and I've seen the results. Because to start with, it was like, trials and error kind of vibe with a whole bunch of those people that came. They had great experiences, but I was like, we need to go deeper. There's need more protection there. There's like more refinement there. So that's my art. I don't think I made it. I don't think I'm just like, you know, oh, it's all good now, you know. I can transchannel the Arcturian. I can, you know, I chat with God on dial, like my high council of light. I can see overlays of different realities folding and unfolding. I've got other versions of me there that I can effortlessly connect with. But I don't feel I made it. I'm only starting. I'm only beginning. I'm a piece of art in progress, as you are. But I have activated a lot of my potential already, which is so much more to activate. That would be boring otherwise. I don't want, and you know, like the size of my audience is perfect for me now. I want to call 500 people in the Courage to Lead the Dragon Way. It excited me so much. We do not have 200 people there. How do you think I responded to that? My human wanted to be like, oh, but then no, quickly. I was like, absolutely not. Abso-fucking-lutely not. 156 people will have at this stage. 156 people said yes to receiving that, and so many more inside the Facebook group. Oh! This is extraordinary. So many new people are joining. So many people who have been with me for years, coming and going. Again here, coming back and receiving. Thank God. Thank you. Imagine if behind the scene, I was mourning about, 156 people. I wanted to have 500. I'm such a failure. I cannot manifest. What kind of a leader would I be? Would you want to receive from me if I was vibing that behind the scene? Because you would know. You would feel it. I would not be able to show up the way I have showed up, especially as I'm still not 100%, by the way. My batteries are still very, very flat. Better than last week, better than the week before. I still show up. My identity is not an identity of someone who's so weak that she needs weeks of integration because she's receiving the most intense cosmic surgery again in the last 6 years, you know? I show up. You want a leader who shows up, who's so happy to have you there. Imagine if I was to meet you at a coffee shop, my favorite coffee shop here in Wellington, Orange. That lady who, you know, opened up that cafe, she has one of the biggest aura I have ever seen. She radiates from blocks away. She's just a freaking angel. I told her one day, I said, you know why I came first to get a coffee from you? She was like, no, because you radiate this crystalline aura that I have hardly ever seen around. And she looked at me, oh, really? You see that? I say, yes, and thank you so much. You are an angel. Every time I see you smiling, you make me feel seen. When I go to get a coffee from her, this is like her vibe. I see there, my dog is welcome there. Her coffee shop is always full. Imagine if I was to meet one person after the other of the 156 people who have signed up for this challenge, this activation, the Courage Lead Dragon Way. If I was to meet you there and you were to tell me what so many of you share online, or like what you think behind the scene, but that you haven't shared yet with me personally or in our Facebook group, I would most likely hug you. I'm not much of a hugger, but I would just kind of like feel that I would like to hug you. I probably would have a little tear in my eye, and I would come back home and I would say to my daughters and my dog and my cat and my closest friends, say, you know what? I met these people at the coffee shop, and oh my God, you know, they receive from me and they say all of these amazing things. So, you know, at times people send me something on the internet because they saw me on the internet. They saw just one post. You know, like I haven't posted recently on Instagram because I was just like wiped. It's just like nothing coming through. And so as I looked at the last three reels that I made, I noticed there were like 9 likes, 4 likes. I received 3 messages though from these reels saying, oh, what you shared there, it really changed me. Imagine if I was just focusing on being disappointed because my reel didn't go viral. What kind of a leader would I be? It sucks. It would be literally saying to everyone who likes, everyone who joins my activation for free, so many people who receive my teachings online that never say anything about it. In that moment, it would literally say to all of you are there, I don't give a shit about you. It's poo-poo. If you haven't paid me like 10K, I won't even look at you. I won't even serve you. Ugh. Ugh. See all the vomit. What kind of a leader would I be? So I would love to invite you to reflect on the way you perceive your mission templating. So many people now are called to create viral posts. They want to really be seen. They want to be, you know, like they want to have such a huge amount of followers. They want to have so many people see them, recognize them, acknowledge them. It's like, why? That's a need for validation that comes from an outdated identity that cannot lead the way from an intrinsic fire that is alive. I have a message to share. It matters. The people that are going to receive it are going to receive it. Does not matter if I'm going to deliver for free for an entire hour and I'm not going to make $10,000 from it. The message needs to be shared. It does not matter if none of you watching it are not going to comment. I moved as a leader, following the dragon fire moving through me. That's moving as a dragon. I do love receiving feedback, messages, love notes. I do love reading your comments. It makes me so happy. Now, I see so many people waiting to move, waiting to lead, because something is not good enough for them. I don't have enough followers, and I don't have enough likes on my post. I don't have enough money on my bank account. I still haven't stabilized at like 10K a month. I still haven't. It's like we wait for validation before we place the action. Of course, people don't see you. People don't recognize you. You're not showing up. You're not speaking your messages. intentionally with purity. You're crafting everything for virality, for likes, but that is void of your essence in a world that is becoming more and more AI, digitalized. We want authenticity. We want realness. We want truth. AI is a very good personal assistant. Yes, this is how I use it. I download, I channel, AI craft it, and I review it as an email. Very, very useful for a lot of us creators. But AI does not channel. AI does not download. AI does not have a soul. And many people out there are starting to say that, even people that are spiritual. Babe, no. Mm-mm-mm. That is synthetic ascension. And many people are falling into that. Why? Because they don't know how to lead themselves from their own singular, unique expression of fractal God consciousness. Because the wounding of whatever is still present inside of ourselves make us think that I need to be unapologetic about my truth and be seen and heard by people. Do you think that this is what drives me to do this live, so I can be seen and heard? Absolutely fucking no. I don't really care about people seeing me and hearing me. I'm a conduit. The electricity needs to move through me. Otherwise, it's going to fry my system if I don't share messages that are very important for people to hear. But also because that electricity is going to activate the ones that are ready to receive that themselves. If I was to look for validation of being seen and heard, I would not be leading. No, because the vast majority of people who receive my teachings, they will never buy anything. They will never send me a thank you note. Or they will wait, as many have, you know, as part of my community, they wait years before saying, you know what, I bought that online course 6 years ago and it changed my life and I'm still watching it. I'm so great. And what about my recent teachings? You hear now, receive them. It's so much more refined. Thank you for being there. So what leads you? What is really the desire that is the flame present within your heart that is asking you to lead and rise? Because if it's external validation, if it's virality, if it's money, if it's manifestation on the 4D bridge of I want to make X amount of dollar per month and I'm borrowing this time and I want to travel, I want to have lots of time for myself, I want to work the bare minimum and I want people to see me and notice me and invite me, like, see how that goes. If instead you choose that you lead because something is moving through you, there is an important message that you have to share with other people, an important piece of art, an important song, an important message of love. If what you bring is here to elevate people, to activate people's potential in your own unique way, some people, they activate people's potential by making them feel very safe, very seen and heard. Some people, they activate other people's potential because they say, like, let's move. It's more like me. Let's activate what makes you move. What activates you? How do you want to lead? What kind of a leader do you want to be? Do you truly want to lead? How are you going to lead? Are you going to allow your fragmented identities to take the forefront of your mission? I'm a single mom. I live with chronic pain. Arcturian and try and channel the Arcturians. I'm Sirian, I'm dragon, I'm ancient civilization, but I don't really use these identities. People like to know about me and my human. They like to know that, yes, I'm a single mom, I live in New Zealand, and they like to know my stories about childhood and like how I came to do this work, and that's great. That are the stories that have helped me carve the human that I am today, but they are not the way I lead. I do not lead as a single mom who made it. How restrictive is that? I'm not a starseed, I'm not an old soul, I'm way beyond that. Way beyond that. Phew. I'm not even from this universe. It's another story. So really watch out for any crystallization that happens, because now with what's happening within the quantum field, very fast recalibration of timelines operating right now, we are required shift, shift, shift. Metabolize huge amount of density like this, which is so easy once you know how to do it when you work with me. But it is also like the way I lead. The way I lead is the way I co-create with God. It's God in me, God flowing through me. I'm a conduit of God. And God sometimes flows through me as I try and channel the Arcturian, as I'm in person, as I'm at a coffee shop. Everywhere I go, I'm a conduit of God's light. So everywhere I go, I lead. I say kind words to people. I elevate them. I make sure that they are better after interacting with me than they were before. Otherwise, I am not leading. At times I'm exhausted. I don't feel like saying anything, but my eyes share kindness. I smile. At times people want to engage in conversation with me. I don't feel like it. Say thank you so much, but I really need to go home now. I really need to be with my kids. I cannot chat now. I cannot meet you today. My mission needs me. I place my mission at the forefront of my life. This is what everything is guided by. And therefore, I lead that way. Okay, so that was the important message I shared today. And I know that you're going to receive a lot of value. And I would love to invite you to let me know. Let me know below this after I post, this inside of Facebook group. If you catch this, my podcast, the lives that I do here, they're published on my YouTube channel and on my podcast. Thank you so much for receiving there as well, if that's the case. I love you. Reach out, send me an email, info@sandrines.com. Reach on my social media, Sandrines on Instagram. It's easy. Harmonic Ascension Facebook group here where I deliver this life now. Share here. If anything at all, I want to see rise. I want to know that you are elevating yourself, that you are leading yourself, that you are leading the way. Because you are needed, you are loved, and your potential is just waiting to be tapped into. And none of us made it yet. None of us will ever make it in this life. There is no such a thing. All of us are learning to tap more and more and more into our infinite potential. How could we make it? It's an infinite potential. Your bank account is not a measure of how you made it and how aligned you are. The way that you manifest 500 people receiving from you or not does not dictate who you are as a leader. It is the perfect configuration of life that you need to experience right now to activate your power, to show you how to tap into your potential. Okay? I would love to invite you to join me in my offerings. This week is still many offers there. Join me inside the portal. You can now join for this upcoming term, moving as a dragon. You can join for the dragon pod, all about third eye, like divine guidance, but also clarity, discernment, precision, so you know how to channel that, have a high level of guidance, because What is leadership without guidance, without direction? None. We just go one way and another. We don't know how to hold the line, how to stay the course, and how to amplify it. Work with me now, because if you worked with me a year ago, it is not the same. Okay? I thank you for being here. I love you very much, and I will see you in another transmission soon. Nearly an hour. Yay! Loved it. Mwah. Bye. We hope you enjoy this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free. Reclaim the power within.